Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of I Think You Should Leave Seize Trend 2.
Ooh.
I'm Jack, that's Miles. That show has taken over all non-recorded conversations.
And even tomorrow's episode a bit.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it on tomorrow's episode.
For a second.
In addition to on a streaming corner. Which is We Are Lady Parts on Peacock. If you can check that out, check it out. Peacock. Can you watch it for free? I feel like you can with ads. But
they might. I don't know. If they had paid for ads, we might have been. We might have said something.
Yeah, yeah. So watch both of those. Let's see. Here are some things that are trending. Mm. Hey, here's the thing that's trending.
Okay.
HR Derby, Home Run Derby, happened last night.
Human Resources Derby.
Human Resources Derby, where they just go through and
being like, actually, you know, like, we're a family here. So like, starting any litigation with the company, like, it would kind of like sour our relationship as a family. You get it, you know?
Right.
But yeah, Home Run Derby. I mean, like, here we go. It's all the All-Star break is happening. Everyone gets to see Shohei Ohtani. Stephen A. Smith has had to, you know, apologize and all this shit. But
did he apologize? Wow.
Yeah, he posted something like, you know, he did one of those notes app apologies that he tweeted out real quick. It's like, I'm so sorry. I should know better. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, just put him out to pasture, y'all. Yeah, we can make room. We have all entirely new generations of people with spicier, better takes.
There are so many talented people in the world.
Yeah. I mean, like, have Josiah Johnson just replace Stephen A. Smith.
Please.
That's easy. That's a one. That's like a two for one.
Yeah.
He's twice the commentator that Stephen A. Smith is. And he gives you all the references that you... Oh, my God. Anyway.
He plays the game behind the scenes well, is my sense. That he he knows how to, he knows the intrigue, he knows how to, and he works his ass off.
Yeah.
But not talented and does not have interesting things to say, and very toxic. So the Home Run Derby, Shohei did not win. That's really all I know.
Yep.
Did he yoink some yakkers? Did he jack some dingers?
Yeah, I guess a couple, you know. You know, he did what he had to do, but I think just him being out there and seeing him out there, it definitely was just all the talk, despite him not winning. Yeah. But yeah, you know, I think the people in Japan were a little upset. I know that because my mom was like, he should have won. And I'm like, look, Ma, he's already doing unprecedented things. Okay. He'll have another swing at it quite literally, later in his career. But yeah, it was an okay thing to watch. I just watched the highlights. I didn't get to see the whole thing.
And he, in a couple hours from when we record this, will be the first person ever to pitch as the starting pitcher in the All-Star game and then be the leadoff batter, which is pretty wild. So those are the things that are trending. With regards to Major League Baseball, which I know people tune in for our Major League Baseball takes, but
yeah, absolutely,
the Ohtani thing is cross-culture defining. Macaroni and cheese ice cream. What the fuck is this?
It's trending. Van Leeuwen ice cream, I guess, because tomorrow, July 14th, is National Mac and Cheese Day. They created mac and cheese ice cream. I think on takeout, they actually reviewed it and they said it's pretty good, actually.
Really?
Okay. And which I can't see it being that bad. I mean, like, I've had like cheesy based desserts, and like when they're done well, like they can be done well. But yeah,
I like
I'm
a
sure
lot of shit in my ice cream. All right. I will take pretzel bits. I will take a lot of stuff, but pasta.
Yeah. Well, it's just the flavor, luckily. But
okay. So it's like,
it would be more of a bisque than
Ben and Jerry's.
It's like the sauce. If you just folded the sauce, put the sauce, the packets, you just emptied a bunch of the mac and cheese dust into a bunch of French cream and egg yolks to make it just like the most decadent, creamy thing you could. But yeah, I mean, it's limited dish for it. So you got to either hit a scoop shop or, you know, whatever. It's all, it's all a big marketing thing.
I just had some good limited dish blackberry birthday cake ice cream.
Oh, wait, what?
From blackberry birthday cake? Was fucking cool.
Oh, I was like,
bro,
that sounds like a very salt and straw creation. Yeah, because I'm like that ain't Kroger.
Well, we got some things we're celebrating. Bo is pretty much potty trained now. Ramsey got some new glasses, bro. Ramsey is rocking some glasses that he has to wear like 24 hours a day. You'll notice that I am now wearing my glasses 24 hours a day in solidarity.
There you go.
Yeah, he looks awesome, but they're a pain in the ass. This is like a type of eye condition where the glasses they put on him for the first week make him see worse. I didn't know that was a fucking thing. So he's like, not only does he like not want to wear something on his face because he's five and like doesn't want some weird shit on his face, but they don't help his vision. So you can't even be like, yeah, but look how clear you see, man. So we have to I have to make up stuff about how it's like giving him super strong vision.
Hey, be careful. Those are kind of myths. Kind of myths we take into our presidential candidate runs and things like that. Be like, I was told at a very young age I have super vision.
Strongest perfect, vision in the world.
Perfect. Daddy told me I had the best eyes. I've always had the best eyes.
All right, let's talk about Megyn Kelly. Saying what we're all thinking.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is actually a take I've heard, like, the dudes on Chapo Trap House, are always saying that the January 6th insurrection was, like, not as big a deal as people made it out to be. And that's what Megyn Kelly's saying. There's no question the media represented it as so much worse than it actually was.
Sure. I think like for people like on Chapo, they're looking at it from more like a hard left perspective. I'm like,
right.
In terms of ills that the country's facing, it's a wet fart or whatever. But Megyn Kelly's out here just being like, relax, y'all. It was true. The media is like zooming in on the violence and completely misrepresenting it. I'm like, by that logic, D-Day looked very peaceful if you're looking from space.
Right.
Like,
right.
So what the fuck are we talking about here?
Everything is like you can take selected shots of Dallas on the day JFK was shot where it doesn't look like that big a deal. But, you know, Yeah.
Oh, okay. I bet there 9/11 was a big deal. Not in LA.
Right.
Like, huh?
Oh, okay.
Oh, but the media wants to focus on New York and the World Trade Center. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is again part of the, like we'll talk about in tomorrow's episode. It seems like what they really need to get the base behind is that January 6th was an absolute nothing burger and right. Everything, the election was stolen. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they wanted to hang Mike Pence, right?
Okay, stop, Jack. You and the liberal media have to stop. They said, we want to hang with Mike Pence.
Oh, okay.
Want to hang with Mike Pence.
I mean, he does seem like a very cool guy to hang with. So
yeah, absolutely.
I can understand the urgency behind that request.
You should see him, dude. He'll do this thing called double barreling where he'll take two fucking claws and just shotgun them. Two at once, dude.
Two claws.
That's how sick Mike Pence is. That's why we want to hang with Mike Pence.
I haven't drank in so long. I thought you were talking about bear claws. I was like, oh, sick, man. I love donuts.
Just eat a couple bear claws, two at a time. Chris Farley and Tommy Boy.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back, and Ben Simmons trade talks are underway. You know, some people have been critical of the fact that the 76ers, after they lost to the Hawks, were immediately, like, the coach was like, yeah, it was Ben's fault, not my fault. Don't look at me. It was Ben. Ben sucks.
I don't know. You seen this guy, dude?
Joel Embiid was like, yeah, if I had to pinpoint the part where we lost it, it would be one of the things Ben did. That was supposed to be like his roommate. They were supposedly like buddies and like made friends this offseason, and that's how the team like came together. They were just like, nah, fuck that. Throw him under the bus. Under the bus he goes. Which is not only mean, it's also, and like not a good thing to show to people who prospective teammates.
Right.
It's also a it's bad for market value because you're trying to, like, if that's what you're thinking, you're trying to trade him and get the most back for him. And you're just like showing your hand that, like, if this dude's on our team next year, it's not good, which
yeah.
gives the team you're trying to trade him to leverage.
It feels like a Tim Robinson sketch. Like, he's an agent and he's like, let me tell you about Ben Simmons. He's a real piece of shit. You don't want him on your team.
Right.
We want a max contract for him. Like, what?
Huh?
Yeah, you heard me. A piece of shit. He's not going to win you anything. Yeah.
That was literally, Doc was like, somebody asked him, do you think, could you ever see a team winning a championship that where Ben Simmons is on the team? He's like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see.
It's like, what? Even if he's on the team, like, as a sixth man, you can't see it. But I have also heard that GMs around the league are higher on Ben Simmons than the general public is.
Yeah, sure.
Which makes sense. I mean, he's a great defender. If you put him in the right situation in a team where he plays the five and also brings the ball up the court, like, and is surrounded by shooters, could be very interesting. One of my favorite runs in the time that I was a Sixers fan was when he was like a rookie, essentially, when he won the Rookie of the Year. And Embiid was out for like 25 games and because Markel Fultz broke his face because he was just so awkward out there. And Simmons was just running point, was the number one option on the team, and they won 20 games in a row. It was like real fun. Everything was flowing through him. He was just like playing at the top of his game. Like, that would be cool to see. I would root for him. I'm gonna root for him wherever he goes, just because I appreciate people who have weird fucked up shots, because I had a weird fucked up shot.
I mean, anything, I mean, don't say stuff like that about Ben Simmons. No. Like, also, like, you have some responsibility too, sir, as the coach who fails to make adjustments.
Oh, yeah.
But it is
100%. Like, it's more of a Doc issue than it is a Ben Simmons issue. Like, that's going to follow them because he doesn't make adjustments. Like, I guess they could hire a good assistant, but I don't know. Anyways, shout out to Daryl Morey, who now has to trade Ben Simmons and get as much value as he possibly can. I think there's hopes in Sixers Nation, as there are in Lakers Nation, as there are for literally every team in the NBA. That Damian Lillard will somehow come to their team. I don't know what version of reality a Simmons-Lillard trade makes sense, but maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be some weird merry-go-round version. I don't know if it's one for one, but... Eey.
That would be fun. That would be Lillard and Embiid would be fun. All right.
Lillard and LeBron... That'd be something.
I mean, too many L's. I don't like it. Hate it, yeah, actually.
Too many L's in the record, too.
Lillard, LeBron.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Too many L's for the rest of the league. I mean, Lillard, LeBron, and Davis would be... would be a formidable trio.
LDL. High cholesterol. Like, watch out.
I think you kind of need something like that to happen... Because I think the Nets, assuming everybody is healthy at the same time at some point, are going to be a fucking super team in the next like 3-4 years. Olivia Rodrigo, pop star.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably the pop star I've heard the most about, with having only heard one of her songs since Billie Eilish. Since that Billie Eilish guy.
Yep.
And Yeah. She seems to be doing cool stuff. She's going to help with the vaccine campaign.
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, but again, with vaccination rates being all over the place like they are, I get that this, like, quite literally, like, all hands on deck approach would be like, oh, fuck it. Get Olivia Rodrigo, the dude who was longboarding to Dreams drinking cranberry juice and J. Cole together to try and get as many people vaccinated. But yeah, I mean, their hope is with her, you know, her social cachet with the young people, maybe she can encourage better vaccination rates with all of the children and all the young people now that we are looking more and more at a situation where these huge pockets of unvaccinated people are, you know, causing a lot of trouble medically and obviously financially down the road, because if things get really out of control, it could lead to more, you know, the return of the lockdowns. But yeah.
What is the age cutoff right now in America?
I think it's like, aren't they approving it up to 12 or something right now?
Oh, are they? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's gotta be 12, right? Olivia Rodrigo. She's gotta be. England did a COVID campaign that was received very well with Elton John and Michael Caine. Singapore had one with like a popular sitcom star. France has one that was very predictably French, where the message was basically get vaccinated and you can fuck strangers in the back of a car. Which is, yeah. Australia, on the other hand, went with the 90s and early 2000s U.S. Anti-drug PSA strategy, where they just like try to scare the shit out of you.
Like the Montana meth ads?
Yeah.
That were just like, you want to fuck around? And you're like, yeah.
Or the kid who like deflates because she smoked weed.
That was my cousin.
So so the Australia one just like shows a young woman like struggling to breathe while on a ventilator, and like it's just real, like she can't breathe. It's a very compelling performance of that and of desperation and of the feeling of suffocating. And people are like, okay, no, we get that it's bad. That's not the thing.
Right.
So, and apparently like fear-based campaigns generally don't work that well.
Oh, they don't, huh? I was mainlining those anti-drug PSAs. Look at me now.
And apparently some experts have claimed that using scare tactics just stresses people out more, because people are already stressed out by the fact that they're living in a global pandemic. Right. Just making their lives more stressful just makes them more likely to do things like, you know, drink and smoke and do things that are bad for their health. I have a new favorite poet. That is our final trending subject. Elon Musk wrote a haiku.
Okay.
About how we gotta stop making people scared of space or some shit. Let me find this fucking thing. This guy's the worst. Okay, give it to me, baby.
Here it is. Those who attack space maybe don't realize that space represents hope for so many people.
I don't know.
Is that a haiku?
He wrote it with like the line breaks of poetry.
It's four lines.
So it can't be a fucking haiku. I don't know, man.
What the
but he
fuck
did write it like
here?
It was poetry, right? Like, I'm not making that up. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it looks like stanzas for sure, like, in like line for line.
So he thinks that when people are annoyed that he is spending billions of dollars trying to go to space, that they're mad at space and not mad at him for hoarding grotesque amounts of wealth, not paying taxes, and being a shitty citizen of the planet.
That's been a big push I've seen, like from these like billionaire adjacent like bootlickers who like will comment, because there have been people like, wow, this seems like a really good ad for a right. wealth tax, when you have people just being like, yeah, fuck, we're going to space. And other people like, just so you know, like some of these people were early givers to like vaccine research and like space, even though like it may think like they're trying to escape, like it is something mm-hmm. that's useful. No, shut up. We have agencies for that. They need to be funded. And if people paid their fucking taxes, places like NASA wouldn't be in the shape that they're in. And so miss me with your 5756 haiku form.
5756, the classic haiku.
Yeah. You know, 5756 haiku.
We're all thinking it. All right. Those are some of the things that are mm-hmm. trending. On this Tuesday afternoon, we are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, but with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.